Beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on Dubious Intent.
Ba ba ba! Da da da!
Start. Almost like a stage whisper to the audience, like, you know, rhyming this, everything is hard, y'all.
Y'all, you know, rhyming everything is hard, y'all. Anyway, what are you gonna do?
Anyway, you do what you're gonna do.
Oh, anyway, what are you gonna do?
No,
oh, you poor Big Brother.
That's Sex Factor update. That's
poor Big Brother.
Adam.
I don't know.
No, that was good. Now do it without Big Fatty coughing over you.
Well, you see, I'm trying to find my sidekick.
Stop,
squeaky
start
kid.
Again. Start again. Less confused.
I can't do the little show without my little friend. I could just cry.
Say I could just cry. You were trying to do a poodle.
I know.
It's early morning and I have morning voice. All right. What about Jesus, Star Trek, eyeliner, hand? I don't get it. I'm not sure how to. So I guess he's asking, like, what his religion is.
Make sure you are willing to cover the cost or the price you must pay. And my cat just jumped on the table. No. Damn it, Tucker.
A shadowy figure sits obscured on a large metal. Goddamn cat! From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for Dubious Intent to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good evening, good evening. Whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. Dubious Intent is brought to you by Cackling Co-Host. When you need to have your introduction of a show interrupted in a weird way, then get a Cackling Co-Host. Find out more about it on the web at cacklingcohost.com, and don't forget to use the special checkout code DI for a ridiculous discount. Welcome to Dubious Intent. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Cackling Co-Host Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello.
I've been cackling for like a minute, and I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna cackle on air. I'm just gonna cackle live. Do it live.
I'm doing great, thanks for asking. You know, Adam, it is Sunday at 5:03 p.m. which is so freaking weird for us because we're normally on Sunday evenings at 9 something.
There's light behind me. There's
light is coming.
Light.
You're because you're moving, so the studio's in disarray on your side. There's like cords hanging down from the, I like the suspended power cord piece of art you guys. It's like modern art. Well, like if you just picture in your mind, listeners, one of those little Walmart power strips that can fit, you know, 6 or 7 plugs in it, and it's got the little fuse in it in the light, and it's being held aloft in the air by the things that are plugged into it.
By its sheer cordage. That's, well, no, I had a curtain there. It was not visible, but I took the, we are moving. So, you know, as per usual, everything in life happens all at once. It was Pride 48 weekend, Father's Day. We're moving in like 3 or 4 days.
No, it's like, and it's like you're a wormhole alien and you don't experience time.
Everything happens all at once. And then when we get back from Hawaii, like it's just going to be dead. Nothing's going to be happening. And we're going to be in the new house. So, yeah. So anyway, it's really weird.
Yeah.
It's really weird doing it at 5 o'clock.
It is. And at 5 o'clock, we were here on the live Pride 48 weekend in front of the world's most amazing chat room. Basically, it's just the people that were here for greetings for nowhere that forgot to log off. Anyway, Adam, tell us who is in the chat room this evening.
All right. Well, it's people who don't normally listen to us for the most part. It's Birdie.
Oh, Birdie.
Dan
Pugh Hogan. I'm sorry. I'm going to say something about.
Are you going to comment about each one?
I am. I love all of these people. Yes. It's Dan Pugh Hogan.
And they are wearing a lovely Calvin Klein mm-hmm. number this evening. It's going to be the pink carpet all over again. We have Daniel's future ex-husband.
Oh, wow. Have, I wonder which one. I have many future ex-husbands.
I know. Maybe. People line up to be your ex-husband, wow, apparently.
That's amazing.
Gavin, George in Atlanta.
I like how you just skipped over Gavin for me not to get had enough time to say anything about it. That's Gavin from the Poke It with a Stick podcast, who was here. Oh, you know, if I keep doing this, then see, now there's already people that have like jumped up in the line because Alan in Texas is like starts with an A, so he's back up there. And now these assholes are going to like start changing their names to start with A's. So quickly, Adam, quickly, before they do that.
Gavin, George in Atlanta, Good Humor Penguin, hashtag Hyler, hashtag Tyler H, I see Greg, Larkin, Lawn Gnome Mags, Mean Keen, Minion 626, Minion 75, Matt, Minion 51, Nowhere Chrissy, Nowhere Nicole, Artie Cruiser, Shy Yeti, Veritable Virgo, John Ong, my computer, Minion 40, Ricky B, Faye Driver, and PIMC, John Goodman, wow, and someone else jumped to the top. Blind Guy Jay and Chubbs Matt. Okay, if I've just missed anyone and you jump to the top, I'm sorry. A lot of people. We're not used to this many people in our chat room.
No, it's been a great weekend. We've had a lot of fun on the Pride 48 streaming. For those of you who do not know, this is an annual event with a whole bunch of LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts that stream live over a given weekend in front of a chat room and everything. And there's a few shows on Pride 48 that are live normally. You can find those over at pride48.com/schedule. But, you know, for a lot of these shows, this is their once a year that they do their live streaming thing. And it's been fun. It's been a great weekend so far. Have you, I know you were driving all day yesterday. Did you listen to it in the car or were you,
I was listening off and on, you know, I was in the car and so, yeah, I did listen. And then when I got home last night, I was packing and listening. I did my show with, you should never try to do a live show with Joey Boo-Hecker.
Oh my God.
Just don't do it. Look, I'm not, you know, Joey Boo-Hecker, number one podcast award nominee, Joey Boo-Hecker. go over to podcastaward.com.
No, it's done. It's done. Thank God it's done.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Been done.
So, or vote for same sex dialogue.
You can't vote for anybody. You can't vote for anybody. The voting is closed. You can't do any of that stuff.
But, oh my God, I get home and I'm preparing for my show. And first of all, why did I want to do a straight porn recap show on a GLBT weekend? I don't know, but hey, you know, did it. So I got ready. He's on there and then we start talking and all of a sudden he drops out. So I'm just, you know, going along.
It's like you don't know. I mean, this is when we do State of the Stations or, you know, the Vegas State of the Stations, when Joey's, he was always dropping off. And it's like, it's one of those things. He's like, I'm not going to run cords through my Victorian house or whatever. But yet he has electricity going into these rooms, right? It's just like at some point someone ran wires through the fucking walls. It's like literally take up a collection, use some of that, you know, that big Amazon money that you get there, the Amazon referral money or something, and hire a fucking electrician for $100 to snake an Ethernet cable down through your walls to wherever the fuck your router is.
So, yeah. So
out of all the money you spent on equipment and promotion and everything, I'm serious. A $100 electrician is all you need. And then this problem goes away because you cannot do live streaming on wireless. You just can't do it. I don't give a shit. And people always like get into that whole thing. We're like, well, I can watch my Netflix fine. It's like, yes, because Netflix has the entire movie there and you can grab more of it than, you know, ahead of time. Right. So if your signal kind of gums and goes and whatever, you've got a buffer of things that it's been able to grab when the signal was good ahead of you. But when you're dealing with live audio, there is no ahead to grab, right? It's like there is no way to buffer live audio unless you delay everybody listening for like, you know, 30 or seconds. And we have a 7-second delay. So there's basically, that's it. That's all the buffer that there is a 7-second buffer. So it's like you cannot do it on wireless. And he does this on wireless. I don't know why the show has now been derailed into the Joey Boo-Hecker tech support hour.
I don't know. Anyway, Joey, if you're listening,
like,
I love
is there
you.
A, is there a thing? Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it. Welcome to the Dubious Intent technical support hour. This week, our call comes in from one Joey Boo-Hecker. I don't know. He should hire Norm from this old house. I don't think he's doing anything anymore right now.
Probably not. Well, anyway, no, I do want to thank him. I really appreciate.
You're gonna have to use the snake. I'm sorry. What?
I really appreciate him for joining me because I did want to co-host on that, and you know, I didn't want people to hear Dubious Intent twice, so I wanted a different co-host than you. I should have got, actually, I should have gotten Taffy Carlisle Huffington to do the show. Wow. Because I could have gotten a female point of view.
You know what? I don't think Taffy has ever done another show. She's never done a show other than Pod is My Co-Pilot.
She says that she'll do it with me. She said that she would record an episode with
me. Here's the thing. Joey Buhecker wants Taffy on his show so bad. It's like this war. It's like, even if Taffy would do it for you, it would just set off so much, like, you know. I mean, let's be honest. We're talking Joey Buhecker. He doesn't, like, you know, laugh things off. He comes back at you like 6,000. He's like, you tweak his nipple, he comes back, you know, with a fucking kitchen knife. It's just it would just not be pretty. It would not be pretty.
So we have an idea for another co-host, Christina. Actually, I think Nicole would have been a really good co-host for me. Could have Nicole, because I'd really like her opinion.
Now, I would like, yes, I would like for you and Nicole to watch the Sex Factor recap together. And then do a show on it, I think.
Nicole, I would be like, Nicole, what do you think about the dryness that Blair was experiencing? Was there any way, do you have any suggestions on how to...
Nicole, can you explain why she's squirting to me? Is that the thing? Is that something that you can tell me about, Nicole?
What is female ejaculation, Nicole? Could you explain that to me?
Love Nicole. So you know what? She would probably, like, try to be nice and, like, it would be so mean to her. How are you so mean to that poor woman?
To Nicole? I'm not mean to her.
Yes, you are.
I love Nicole. I love Nicole to death. So anyway, speaking of good internet, Daniel, as you know.
Yes.
I have been preparing to move.
I know this.
And everyone on the show knows this. They, you know, they have heard way too much about my moving. They've seen videos of me moving that I talked way too much at the beginning of and didn't get to the condo tour quick enough.
You know what, Adam? It's not that. It's just you're no Paul Armstrong. It's like when he reviews Oreos, understand. He gets right to it. None of the preamble shit. He doesn't take you on. Let me just put it to you this way, Adam. When Paul Armstrong reviews Oreos on his YouTube channel, he doesn't first spend 4 minutes of video driving to the store talking about how he's going to try out the Oreos. While you see footage of him going down the aisle and picking up the Oreos off the aisle and putting them in his bag. Maybe a quick shot of the cashier, like, ringing him out and said, have a nice day. Okay, you too. And then getting back into the car and, you know, some kind of weird montage or a speed driving little thing where you speed up the thing and you get some funky music behind it, like a bum, 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 right? And then get around to eating Oreos. No, Adam, he doesn't. The reason that Paul Armstrong has as many loyal subscribers as he does is because he gets right to it. So when you put up a video that says tour of the new condo, God damn it better start with a fucking tour of the new condo.
All right, fine, whatever. We're going to talk more about that later, because guess what? Our show has now become a conduit between me and Paul Armstrong. This is how we communicate now. So at the end of the show, we will have a contact segment where we will have another Adam and Paul talk segment. But
we're giving away money here tonight and everything, aren't we? So I should probably shut up and let you get through your stuff so we can give away money.
We are giving away money. And so the condo. So I was not working the other day and I thought, I better get some stuff done. We're moving in a week. I better get some utilities transferred and I better take care of all of this stuff that I've got to get done.
Yes.
So I called up Cox Communications, who is my internet cable and whatever paraphernalia provider over here. And I'm getting, I think I've said before, although it's not evident on the live stream, and I don't know why, because I have some packet loss issues apparently, but I am getting around 150 down of my internet.
Yes.
And that is the fastest available speed in these here parts.
Right.
So I call them and I'm like, okay, I just want to set up a transfer. I'm moving, same zip code, same everything. I'm moving like 5 miles down the road, no big deal. And she's like, oh, sir, I don't see this address in our service area. And she does, you know, some more typing, and she's typing along. And she says, in fact, I see a note here that someone tried to get Cox in your, like, the condo right next to yours last year. And there's a note that says, not serviceable by Cox. There is an AT&T contract for this entire whatever
right.
they call it.
Yes.
Whatever. I was like, and you know, in my mind, I'm hearing dun 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 or whatever, you know, that horrible, the you know, for whatever it is, that music.
I don't know what music you're talking about.
It's that minion music that I'm sure Christina and Nicole know. Da, 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 you know, that the, anyway, it doesn't matter. The moment has passed. So
In my head, I hear the.
You will use AT&T. We control your internet.
I am your internet provider. Anyway, so I'm about to hyperventilate there, and I'm like, I've already signed the contract. You don't understand. I've got to have good internet. I have to have good internet, damn it. You cannot do this to me. You know, people next to me in the queues are like looking at me strangely, like, what are you doing here? And she's like, well, don't calm down, sir. You know, it could have changed. You know, maybe we can service you now. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But she's like, maybe you should call the owner and ask them. So I called the woman that we work with now. She's not the owner. She's like, well, I don't think we have any.
When you ask her, do you say, you know, I need to be serviced by Cox?
Yes, exactly. I said, I need to be serviced by Cox. So she asked the owner and they didn't.
You don't understand, ma'am. What I need is some Cox service. I need some Cox service. And it seems like a very straightforward thing. AT&T is telling me that I can't have Cox service and I desperately need some Cox service. I was at the BJ's the other day, and they had a big, you know, membership drive there, and they were talking about the Cox service, and it seemed like it was just so much better than what I have now, because currently I have no Cox service.
Cox service is much faster, you know.
You know, like sometimes it's not about the speed. Sometimes it's about the reliability.
And you know, so I call, and they think, but now I'm concerned about this because you know people don't know. If they don't know, you go to apartment complexes and you ask them, who is your cable and internet provider? And they're like, oh, anybody, you know, anybody in the area. Just you mm-hmm. sign that contract and then you call up whoever you want.
Right.
And they're like, oh, we're sorry, sir. Only the slowest internet in town services your apartment complex.
Right. Actually, you know, it's a big change because it used to be the apartment complexes would sign their own contract with really shitty cable things because they would get a really big kickback because they basically had, you know, as an apartment renter, you're not allowed to like go drilling into the walls to run cables, right? Like outside cables. So it's like, it's pretty much a monopoly. Anyway, I'm sorry. That's a sidetrack. I should follow Bertie Burt in the chat room said that I needed to start the rant with the point instead of the long intro into what should not be covered.
So they assured me that they have no contract. Although they're like, well, we did have this thing with DirecTV last year and DirecTV was bought by AT&T, but we don't have any contracts with AT&T. So they called Cox for me.
Yes.
And told them, it's fine. You guys just go ahead and run internet and TV to him. Fine. So I called her back and she said, well, sir, what we have to do now is we have to do a serviceability request.
They have to come out and what? View your Cox?
We have to make sure you're serviceable.
Is this like those guys on Grindr that is just like, no face. I won't talk to you without a pic. It's like, that's basically what they're saying is Cox won't, well, you're not going to get any Cox service without providing them with a pick.
Well, they have to find out if their line is long enough to reach my unit. And, you know, because, and also I think they don't necessarily trust the owners either. So they have to double check with AT&T and make sure that they don't have a contract in place. So that is a 5 to 7 day process for this serviceability thing. Then they might have to trench a line if it is serviceable. They might have to trench a line.
They're going to have to, basically, Cox is going to have to lay some pipe in a trench.
Yes, what you're saying. Exactly. So I don't know,
which is just a rude way to refer to your customers, honestly, as trenches, but it's fine.
I don't know if I'm going to have internet is what I'm saying. I don't know.
You don't know if you're going to have internet, but you're going to have a fun weekend regardless with exactly. all the Cox and exactly. trenching going on there. It's going to be amazing.
That's my Cox story. And once again, you didn't put anything in the Trello, so I don't know if you have anything to talk about.
Oh, my God. You know what? This week was so consumed by doing that opening skit that we did. I want to say a very, you know, a huge thing. I already said a huge thank you to everybody that recorded on the opening show this past week. But imagine now you're getting audio from 9 different people and you have to, and they're not in the same place. So they're all reading the script and then reading their own lines and they do multiple takes.
But you know, that's, That's normally how it's done. We found out from the wonderful Auntie Vera Charles,
right,
that, you know, he goes in separately from all the other children that do the voices of the other characters in his shows that he's on. And
because they hate each other.
So that's the way it's always done. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where it's like we had I had like 9 different audio and they do it like multiple times. Let me see. Can I do this without? I don't think I can do this without ruining something. But it's like, imagine that you hear Sassy basically going like,
oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty.
Right. And so you have to like pick the one that you want. It took a long time to put everything together and then to add music and to add sound effects and stuff after that. And so really that was my week, was between work, you know,
was listening to everyone in the skit going, oh, Big Fatty.
Right. Well, I recorded with you and Fatty, and then I had to record my own stuff, and I did that like one night. And then the next 2 days were spent basically editing everything together. So that was pretty much my week. So, you know, everything this week for me was really kind of just rushing home to get things done, for tonight or for the
so you didn't do show. Like that guy in the cubicle next to you and just do other stuff while you're at work, you know?
No, I didn't.
Just work on the skit, edit the skit.
I should have done it at work, but I didn't. I didn't do it at work because I was doing work at work.
You know, I don't know if everyone realized that was a pre-recorded bit, because Yaz Mamadou was in the chat room whenever we started it, and it clearly says there was clearly a recording at the beginning of it that says, this was previously recorded, whatever, right. That Big Fatty clip, yes, that he does. This episode was previously recorded at a previous time for previous mm-hmm. playing on whatever. And then like 30 seconds later, Yaz Mamadou goes, is anyone recording this? And I'm like, wait, it's a record. We're playing a recording. So yes, it was already recorded. I don't think that you, anyway.
I do want to point that out though. Make sure if you're not subscribed to the Pride 48 feed, which is our main feed where we put out the monthly clip show and State of the Station and everything like that. You can search for it on any of your podcatching software, so iTunes or whatever podcatcher you use. You can just search for Pride 48 Network Shows. That is the feed that you want to subscribe to. You can also get to it at pride48.com/shows, and it, you know, the listing of the shows. It's the very first show that's listed, and you can click on the RSS to automatically subscribe you to that. But my point is that will be where it will go. We'll actually probably do a best of the weekend, but we'll start it with that. And then, you know, so we'll make it this month's clip show, because I didn't get any clips for this month. So we'll probably just do a late month clip show. And
yeah, people, could you start sending in clips of your favorite shows to clips@pride48.com? The only way we're going to get clips is if you send them in.
I don't, you know, it's going to be a slow build here, but we're committed to doing this. We're just, you can't just do it. One person can't do it. Anyway, it's fine. It's so fine. But go ahead, Adam. That's why I didn't put anything on the Trello, was that was my week, was basically doing that. But I see that you had some other stuff there.
Well, again, this is back to the house.
I didn't want to read the title because it would give it away. So then I was stuck with, what do I say? He's like, oh, you got some stuff.
Yeah, I got some stuff. Well, the only thing that's happening to me is Hawaiian moving. Moving in Hawaii, mm-hmm. Hawaiian moving. Right. Pride 48. And so we have to, I wish I had this list here, because this company, I sound like Joe Batanz, but the company that rents us this property here that we are living
your
in
landlords.
Right now. Yeah, our landlords. Yeah. They want us out of here. They must want us the fuck out of here, because I have gotten no fewer than 10 emails from them the last 3 months saying, we are non-renewing you. You are being non-renewed. Get the hell out of our
house. It's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite that they want to make. It's like all of those letters and everything are basically so that when someone, you know, they want people to renew, right? And it's like that's the way to scare them into renewing. Like, important information enclosed. You know,
well, no, we really would. We would renew other than the
I know,
mice
but I'm just saying,
ants, you, we
it's probably
okay
just
house.
Set up that way. It's probably one of those automated setup things, like send this out at this point in time if they haven't renewed their contract. Because when people like business management, like what am I trying to call? What are they called? Consultants. When business consultants go into a business and like give people suggestion, and everything, that's one of the things that they always say. You need to set up this automated software so that you don't lose sales. Right. It's like, because the common MBA, not, you know, saying out there is, you know, it costs half as much to keep clients as it does to get new ones. So it's like you always want to spend your money on renewing your clients because it's a cheaper renew. You know, it's a, you don't have to spend as much money. They're already your customers. You just got to pander to them. So then they sell them this whole suite of stuff that basically does that automated, which is probably what you got. You know what? Now I realize you don't care. You don't care. You just, it was just part of your story and I messed it up. So go ahead, Adam.
I care. I'm listening to you.
No, you're over there just like going, oh, dear God.
No, I'm listening to you. I was actually looking for the list. So anyway, they send us all these letters, right? And they're telling us, you have to move out, you have to move out, you have to move out. And so we get this letter, the final, you know, letter from them that says, by the way, you have to move out. And here are all the things that you have to do to satisfy us, basically, in the whole cleaning, you know, aspect of everything so that you get your, so that you get your, what's it called? Deposit back.
Yes.
And I just want to, I'm not going to read the whole thing or anything like that, but I just want to give you guys a sampling. They have it broken down. Now, this list is three entire pages long, single spaced. Mm-hmm. They have it broken down into every single room of the house. We've got kitchen and dining area, bathrooms, living area, bedrooms and bonus rooms, garage, laundry area, miscellaneous, right? I mean, they're like, clean all appliances inside and out. Clean behind and under the fridge and stove and any other appliances that will move. Clean inside all cabinets, drawers, blah, blah, blah. Clean outside of cabinets. Clean the backsplash. Clean the sink. Clean the light sconces and fan blades in the kitchen. Do a thorough dusting, yada, yada, yada. You know, clean the sink. Clean the things, whatever. They even say you must replace any bulb in anything that has gone out. You will be charged for any bulbs
but you
that
won't.
Are not
it's just, that's,
working.
It's all CYA language. It's all just there to basically so that they can charge. So like if you were a horrible tenant and they never wanted to do business with you again, then basically they would just soak you for everything. But it's just there that it gives them more leeway than they should have. That's all it is.
Clean air vents, clean air filter, clean hall closets. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I think I might have said this on the last show, but there's literally a tunnel in the closet where a mouse chewed through the ceiling.
Yes.
Anyway, can't really clean that. They even say, pull all weeds from the flower beds. No.
Here's the thing. By the way, Adam, if they do try to withhold your security deposit and everything, it's worth it to just run it past a real estate lawyer. Because a lot of those things that they put in those boilerplate contracts are illegal in different states. And because it's basically an online boilerplate contract that they pulled down and just like photocopied, it may be that they're not even allowed to have you do some of those things. It's like in the state of Florida, landlords are required to repaint and recarpet an apartment before they rent it to somebody else. So it's like, and they're forbidden by law from charging a fee for that stuff. So even when it says, you know, that you have to leave the walls in a painted condition or else we will charge you to paint them, they actually can't even legally charge you to paint the walls because they're required to. So it's, in other words, the point is, it's well worth it if they do try to give you some problems to run it past an attorney.
In the chat room, we have some Scrub the Semen Off the Walls by Veritable Virgo. And Big Fatty says, bleach mouse asses. And it's not that we weren't going to clean, but it's just like I've never gotten such a complete list of every single thing they wanted you to do. And I've never had a place say that you had to pull the weeds. I mean, really? But anyway, so because of all this, we don't want to do all that work ourselves, right?
Yes.
So we were going to hire somebody. And a friend of Mark's had recently moved, and they had a woman that they said did a really good job, and she was cheap. And, you know, and it was very thorough and very appreciative for the work and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So we got her phone number. And her name is Lupita.
Lupita.
Lupita is her name.
Maybe she can give you some cock service.
she probably would. Oh, you know what? I didn't mention this one other thing. In our contract, we're required to have our carpets professionally steam cleaned.
Professionally steam cleaned. I don't understand. It's like, so if I go and rent a cleaner and I do it and I pay myself $10, poof, I'm a professional steam cleaner.
Well, you know, there probably is a loophole there because they don't specify how one determines if it's a professional.
Professional just means you get paid to do it. So as long as you pay someone to do it, they're by definition, they're professional.
Yeah. So anyway, so we text her, call her up and she, well, first of all, she doesn't speak English very well. And so
Lupita doesn't speak English very well.
No, imagine that. So, you know, Mark, now this is the funny part, because Mark has I hope he's not listening. Mark has a little bit of an accent, right? And I'm used to it. I understand what he's saying like 95% of the time.
Except when you're whispering.
But he has a little bit of an accent. And he was the one who had contacted her because it was his friend that had used her. So I told him, you need to contact her. You're the one that has the number and all that. So I'm listening to them talk on the phone and he's having trouble understanding her.
Yes.
And later I'm like, it's ironic that you were having trouble understanding her.
Why is that ironic? That's like that's like saying that you, who have a slight Southern accent, ran into somebody from the back Appalachian Hill country that had just a ridiculous Southern accent with Yeller and Scooper, and they like have kind of nicknames or things. Yeah, I was working on the Flim Jam down at the Diddly Watts, and they told me that I couldn't play that diddly honk. And you wouldn't understand them because you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
And yeah, I understand. But anyway, so what I said to him was, because when we go to Wendy's or anywhere else, he always makes me order because no matter what, they cannot understand what he's saying when he's ordering food. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know, it'd be really funny to take you and Lupita both to Wendy's and have you order.
Oh, just trying to get in one last dig at your arch nemesis, the Wendy's drive through there.
Anyway, so you know, she says, okay, well, I also clean carpets. I'll do all of your rooms, but I have a steam cleaner and I do it I'll do $100. Is that good? $100. Like she's like trying to, she's really wow. wants to clean our carpets.
Right? She can come here and clean carpets for $100. That would be awesome.
So she comes out, she wants to do an estimate. So she comes out and she's looking at every room and I'm trying to hand her this list and she doesn't want to take the list. She's just like, light switches. I'll do those fans. Yes, I do fan blades, whatever. And that was totally not even the right accent. But anyway, it doesn't matter. And then we get to the end. She's showing us photos of like before and after carpets that she's done.
Yes.
It's like she's a member of some carpet cleaning
cartel.
There
you go.
I keep telling her.
She's a professional carpet cleaner.
Well, I keep telling her because she's kind of just a lady who cleans. She has a business card, but she's not like Rug Doctor or Pro Clean or, you know, any of those that you'll see that have the van and all that. And they yes. seem very professional. She's just a lady that does cleaning and she has, you know, she has a steamer.
Yes.
And she's like, really? No, I promise. What about 120? 120 for all the floor, the carpet. I promise it will be super clean. I promise.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, look, I have to ask the, the landlord if they will accept you. Oh, do you want me to email them photos, before and after photos? You know, all this kind of stuff.
The photos.
And then I'm like, you know, and they need an invoice. And she's like, oh, no problem. I give you an invoice. Mm-hmm. She brings out this tablet that she must have bought at like Office Depot.
Yes.
This generic invoice tablet. Mm-hmm. Then she hands it to me and asks me to write an invoice myself. Now, I don't know if she doesn't write English.
It doesn't matter. That's the point. That's how stupid it is, right? Is you could make up anything. I could, you know, if I wanted to steam clean my carpets myself and if I had to prove there was a, I would just fake an invoice from Dan's Dandy Carpets or whatever. It's just like there's enough websites out there that you can make a really believable looking invoice. It's like, who do you, I mean, whatever. Honestly, I don't get it. Why don't you just pay her to do the damn cleaning?
Well, I asked them. They said as long as it's a professional piece of equipment.
It's probably, you know what? Here's the thing. The reason she has pictures is probably because she said she probably bought like an industrial steam cleaner, but she doesn't know English well enough to explain to you. No, you don't understand. This isn't like, you know, a Hoover steam cleaner. I have an industrial. I have the exact same steam cleaner that Stanley Steamer uses. Right, that I bought at an auction or whatever. It's like, so I actually have industrial equipment to do this. And she's not comfortable enough with English to be able to explain that to you. So she basically gives you the pictures like, look, this is what it does and whatever. It's like, the point is that, you know, I have a stupid little Hoover steam cleaner. I'm using air quotes, steam cleaner, you know, one of those, which basically isn't a steam cleaner, but
yes.
It's a rug shampoo or whatever for little cat stains here and there or whatever. It's like, but I would certainly never try to do the entire apartment with that. Right. It's like you need an industrial machine to really do that. Whatever.
Well, anyway, so yeah, she's going to do it and she's cleaning the entire house.
Now, if she does a really good job, you need to like publish her information.
I know, right? Well, she's doing the entire house plus the steam cleaning and cleaning doing the windows inside and out, all for $290.
Did she see the mouse poop when she gave you the quote?
Yeah. Well, oh, I don't know. I've cleaned a lot of that, but yeah.
No, those are just raisins.
So anyway, we will see how that goes. We're moving out Saturday, and she's coming Sunday
morning. I missed the punchline. How much for the kit and the caboodle and everything? How much?
$290.
For it's like a 1,600 square foot house or more, right?
Yeah, 1,600 square foot house. She's cleaning everything, including inside and out of refrigerator and oven and microwave, and shampooing all the carpets.
Wow.
For $290.
Well, I should fly her out here to do this apartment when I move. That would actually probably be cheaper.
She'd do it.
That would probably be cheaper for me to fly her out here and then pay her the $300 to clean this place than it would be for me to get somebody around here to do it.
I probably could have paid her in tamales or something.
Oh my God, Adam. You know what?
We went from
casual racism to just full on,
I'm sorry.
Whatever, I don't know. I have to try to redeem myself with the...
I'm so glad to help you get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Dubious Intent birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play some musical themes to people's birthday, and I, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without cheating and looking in the chat room, unless I don't know the answer, in which case I will totally cheat. By the way, do you think she's actually going to Lupita's birthday? Like, maybe she recorded this on the way to Lupita's birthday?
Maybe. Maybe she's going to give her a carpet steamer. Or some of that solution they put in it. I don't know.
Happy birthday, Lupita. All right. I think you got something there.
Maybe. All right. Here we go. We have a lot of these, Daniel, and I'm going to say if we run out of time, we can skip the news, but we do have a lot of birthdays. All right. Here we go.
Is this an actual thing?
I have no idea what this is. You'll get to it in a moment, and you'll know. You'll know it. Oh. Nothing? Nothing?
No.
I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.
I have no idea what this is.
This is fucking awesome.
Okay, great. You can sing all of the words to it if you would like, but I...
He's got a big cock.
Okay, great. Brent Corrigan, I don't know.
Okay. You won't get it, but I like this song, so I had to do it. Macklemore.
Oh, okay, great.
So you need to
I'm sorry, because we weren't doing the death phone tonight, and so I needed to I didn't have the tablet turned up.
So Daniel got it in the chat room. Macklemore, who is a rapper,
yes,
is 33 years old. Well, I don't know if he's a rapper. Yeah, I think he's a rapper. Anyway. What was that?
Can I get some covers over here?
No, no. You fat keep you warm.
I don't even know what that has to do with Macklemore. Anyway, Macklemore is 33. Okay, Daniel.
Yes.
This next one is in an age range that you might know it.
Oh, my God. Okay, great.
So,
here we go.
So listen.
I'm ready.
So listen.
I'm ready. This is the theme to American Idol.
Okay, yes. Okay, and that is an ensemble cast.
That is.
So I have one more. Yes. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's a cold-hearted snake.
This is
Oh, do you know it?
This is Paula Abdul.
Oh, look at that.
Paula Abdul.
Look at that.
I'm going to guess it's Paula Abdul's birthday.
Wow, imagine that. You knew someone who's turning 54 years old.
I did. Yes.
We are. We know our demographic, don't we? Yes, mm-hmm. Paula Abdul, 54 years old. All right, here is our next one.
This is amazing. I could eat this Yoplait 150 for any number of reasons. It only has 150 calories. It has no fat. And it tastes better to me than those fat yogurts.
This is Claire Huxtable. This is, I know her name. I've got one more song. I'm not looking at the chat room because, no, it is Claire Huxtable. What is her name, though? Rashad. Felicia Rashad. Is that correct?
It is.
It is correct.
It is. And this is the theme to the Cosby Show.
Yes.
So do you think that Felicia Rashad is ashamed of Bill Cosby?
I don't know.
For all of his shenanigans?
She wasn't his actual wife, right? You do know that they were just on a TV show together, that she wasn't actually married to him.
I know that. Okay. But anyway, Felicia Rashad, you know, she's around my mom's age, actually. She's 68 years old.
68. Yeah. George in Atlanta is saying that she was supporting him early on. I do recall, yeah, that at the beginning of it all that she was supporting him. And then when it turned into like 260 different women, she kind of backed off and was like, eh.
Well, I think she just kind of went quiet.
Yeah.
Like she's not saying anything.
Exactly.
All right. Well, anyway, she's 68. Here's another one that I'm pretty sure you'll know.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her.
This is the amazing Barry Manilow. Is that correct? It's the Barry Manilow.
It is Barry Manilow.
Right? Oh.
Yeah, Barry Manilow. I had, let's see if we, do you know this song? You know, it's,
You made me, oh man.
You know, it would have been better for you to play for him. It would have been some of his jingle. You know, he wrote that You Deserve a Break Today song. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. You've taught me something about Barry Manilow that I didn't know. Barry Manilow, Daniel, is he still doing a show in Vegas or somewhere? Or no, was he?
Was he touring?
Vegas show?
He's like Barry Manilow. He probably needs to make a house payment. So he like does a concert and then he made his house payments for the year.
Anyway, he's 73 years young.
73 years young. Wow.
All right. Here's one. We have 10 birthdays, by the way. So just, you know, I had a lot of birthdays.
You could edit some. You could edit some out, but continue forward.
I could, but, you know, do you not love this segment?
I do, but tonight we're actually on a time schedule. And so, all right, Neil Patrick Harris.
Patrick Harris.
See, you said you had to, that was Doogie Howser. That was the theme to Doogie Howser. So,
Doogie Howser. Yeah, he is 43 years old.
43 years young.
All right. Now this one is you have to think. This is cerebral.
Oh,
cerebral. Okay.
Oh dear God.
This is a little bit cerebral.
I shouldn't have had the purple Urkel right before the show. But... So the song is Money, but it was a theme song to something, right?
Yeah, it's a theme song. This is a theme song.
What was that show? I don't remember what that show, what the theme song was for that show. All right, so what's my next one?
Okay, I'm going to play one more. All right, here is your next one.
That's Hail to the Chief. So that is the...
It is. Yeah.
Hail to the Chief, Money, Money, Money. Oh, is Money, Money, Money the theme to The Apprentice?
It is.
So we're talking about Donald Trump.
It is Donald Trump.
I cheated and looked at the chat room on that.
Oh. You cheater.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to skip one because I don't really care about
him.
Great. Boy George turned 55
years old. How dare you not care
old.
About him, but okay.
How does he keep the name Boy George and he's 55 years
I
old?
Have you ever been to? You probably haven't ever been to one of the big leather conventions or stuff. But there's all kind of boys that are like in their 80s. My name is Boy Randy. I can give you a toothless blowjob.
Old Man George. Okay, here's the next one.
Yes.
Well, we're moving on now.
Moving on up to the east side.
This is the theme to the Jeffersons.
It is.
It's an ensemble cast.
Theme.
Yes.
To the Jeffersons.
Yes.
All right. So we've got one more because, as we know, Jeffersons was an ensemble cast as well. Mm-hmm. This is a little obscure. We'll see if you know it.
There's no place like home.
This is Room 222, isn't it?
You're close.
I know who this is. All right, so this is Marla Gibbs, right? She was the she was the maid on the Jeffersons, and then she had her own with Jack Hay. I used to watch that show, the one with Jack Hay and Marla.
I love Jack Hay. But yeah,
227. 227 is what they're saying. Yeah, so
it's 227, and yes, it is Marla Gibbs. I thought that was going to be obscure because I just did, and there you go. All right. Here is our last birthday of this episode.
Here we go.
You got a friend in me.
This is the theme to Toy Story.
It is. All right.
But that is Randy Newman singing that, yes.
Yeah, but it's someone in Toy Story. All right.
So this would be Tim the Toolman Taylor from what was the name of that show? It was Home Improvement. We're talking about Tim Allen, right? Isn't it his name?
Tim Allen.
All right, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
Tim Allen. So Tim Allen is 63 years old, and Marla Gibbs is 85.
Excellent. Hey, if you would like to have your birthday. I should probably mention our birthdays first. By the way, happy birthday to Gary in Albuquerque tomorrow. And then Zombie Girl TJ from Nowhere was today. If you'd like to have your birthday listed, make sure you go to pride48.com, sign up for your free account, and click on the yes, I'd like to have my birthday listed for the thing.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I'm going to find the tune in there somewhere. Anyway, this is it's the news game. Adam, you're going to read me how many headlines today?
Three headlines.
Two of them will be fake. One of them will be real. It'll be my job to figure out which one is real. Go ahead, Adam. What is our first news headline?
All right. Our first news headline tonight, Daniel, is this. Facebook is banning, quote, amen posts.
Amen posts.
Yeah. Number two.
Wait. Spell it. Like amen post or amen post or?
Amen. A-M-E-N.
Okay. Amen post. Got it.
All right. Number two. BuzzFeed to refuse Donald Trump ads.
BuzzFeed to refuse Donald Trump's ads. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And number three. A new penile implant notifies spouses via cell phone alerts when their husbands are cheating on them.
Uh-huh. I'm going to guess as to how that works.
So we have... go ahead. Guess.
No, I'm not even going to guess as to how that works. Oh, okay. It's like...
So we have...
Yes.
Amen posts on Facebook.
Amen post on Facebook.
Donald Trump ads.
And
a penile implant.
All right, I'm going to say that the real one is the Buzz.
Oh, we're cutting right to the chase.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you the real one, and then you're going to read me one of the fake ones. You're going to tell me one of the fake ones. All right, I'm going to say the real one is the Donald Trump ads, the BuzzFeed, not drop. I think I heard on the Daily Tech News show this week them talking about that, but I'm going to go with that as the real one. So tell me one of the fake ones.
All right, one of the fake ones. Facebook is banning amen posts.
Now, this doesn't help me at all because I kind of knew that one was fake anyway because it's like I don't know what an amen post is, and Facebook has never banned anything. They'll take shit down afterwards, and they'll give you, but they've never banned anything, and you can, you know. Let's see. So it's this penile implant, which I'm not even going to try to guess how that thing works. Like, it's like to find out if you're like cheating on somebody or not. See, I think what it is you, it may be that the Donald Trump ads was somebody else online and you replaced it with BuzzFeed to try to throw me off. That makes it a fake thing.
9 minutes, Daniel.
I know. I'm going to stick with it, Adam. I'm going to stick with it. The BuzzFeed article is the real one.
You are correct.
I am correct. Excellent. Wow. That's awesome. And now you're going to read the real story, in which case you make me do this thing where I have to jarringly...
You could figure it out.
Go to another window.
You have technology. You... Likening them to cigarette ads and citing concerns about the rhetoric of presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump.
Yes.
BuzzFeed says it will not run political ads from the Republican National Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, the tone and substance of his campaign are unique in the history of modern U.S. politics, BuzzFeed CEO Jonah Peretti said in a staff memo published on the popular website known for its viral content. Trump advocates banning Muslims from traveling to the United States. He's threatened to limit the free press and made offensive statements toward women, immigrants, descendants of immigrants, and foreign nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, blah, blah. So they're not going to, there's more, but they're not going to run.
But who cares, right? I mean, they're a private company that's supported by advertisement. It's no more shocking than say, well, I'm not going to run ads from Hooters or something like that because I disagree with the way they portray women or whatever. It's like, so what? It's a free country. They're allowed.
Well, there are some broadcast rules that Leo Laporte was talking about broadcast companies have to give equal time.
That is incorrect.
I don't know.
You know what? That is so, it's like, that's one of those things that's a holdover from broadcast television, things that are regulated by the FCC. In other words, stations that are on the public airwaves have a set of guidelines that they have to abide by, right? There's like cable channels that don't use the airwaves are not, you know, there's nothing that says you can't say fuck on cable. It's literally just the company's own internal policy. So they don't have to provide equal time. That's always been bullshit unless you are an actual over-the-air, like in a CBS or NBC or ABC station that you get locally. Anyway, we can talk about it at another time because we have to move ourselves along here.
Yes, we do.
Excellent. It is the segment of the show where we play. I don't know why I always start everything last that way. It's the segment of the show where we do the thing with the other thing. It's contact, whatever. We read emails. We play voicemails, whatever. Like this voicemail right here.
Hi, Adam and Daniel. It's Paul Armstrong.
Hi.
Again.
Hi, Paul Armstrong.
I wanted to comment on your most recent show.
Yes.
You guys were talking about phone call, things I was talking about phone call. Anyway, Adam, I just want you to know that when we were talking, having yourself on the video, your head talking on the video, that's like a podcast. If people wanted to just hear you talk, then they would listen to a podcast. As Daniel pointed out, YouTube is video, so they want to see something. And if you just have the camera just pointed
like
to your
Oreos.
Head while you're talking, it's like, what's the point? You can look away and do things and just listen to you talking.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
When I say that I would, you know, the part of your house, showing your house was better, it's because I actually got to see something in the video besides
vacuum cleaners.
I mean, not that looking at you is bad. I just mean that.
Forgot toaster ovens. Got to clean your toaster oven.
Visual, so you need to see something besides a bobblehead, you know, talking. I'm not calling you a bobblehead. I'm just saying in general, videos of people talking don't necessarily become very.
Oh, I disagree, Paul. I disagree.
Anyway, that's just my advice, or my commentary, I should say. But I think Daniel had a good idea of you making a playlist for your vacation videos. I think that's an excellent idea.
See?
And when you talk about your vacations in the future, you can put a card in there. You should click on, you know, learn about the card. So
it's
that
called
people
an
can
annotation.
Click on that little card and see all your other videos. So anyway, just some advice. I'm still watching your channel no matter how boring the videos are.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I do enjoy your videos. So keep up the good work. Thank you, boys. Bye bye.
All right. I'm going to repeat myself. It was a problem with titling. Like some of the greatest videos in the world that I watch, like watch the Philip DeFranco show on YouTube.
There are lots of talking heads.
I know.
Videos.
And I would say the majority of what I watch on YouTube is talking heads. But my point is it's when they label their video tour of my new studio and then they don't get to it. That was all I was saying. It's like, it wasn't that your talking part was boring to me. It was the part that it was like, I want to see, get to the point. Like
I got plenty of comments from people who said they loved my talking head.
Well, they
but next time I will label
were
it.
We're wrong.
Talking head plus condo. Anyway, next contact. Thank you, Paul.
Hi, Daniel. Hi, Adam. This is Scott.
Hi.
Sater.
Yes.
Sater 69 on the
Hi,
Twitter.
Sater. Yes.
Host of the Sater Sphere podcast.
Yes.
Oh, Adam, you sounded so upset when Daniel agreed that your little video cast was boring. How does it feel to be thrown under the bus? Kind of like I did when you didn't defend me when Daniel said that all the sound problems were my fault. You didn't mention to him one bit that I'd set up my soundboard and my microphone and my headphones. I was using it at my gamer set. I tried to do everything properly for you. Did you defend me at all when he threw me under the bus? No.
Yes.
No, you didn't.
It's because you tested with different equipment than you used.
By the way, I've sent you something. It's a little, for your trip to Hawaii, it's a little tiki necklace I got from Vincent Price years ago. If you could wear it while you're surfing, that would be great. This is a Sater. Catch you later. Bye bye.
Thank you, Scott.
And Vincent Price, I think, got it from Greg Brady. Anyway, there you go. Thank you, Sater, for the, you know, Sater, I would try to say something about your sound, but honestly, anyone who heard your show on the Pride 48 weekend this week knows that you still have sound issues.
Huh.
Thanks. Yeah. So there you go, Adam. That's all our contact, and I guess I should get us out of that segment then, right?
3, 2, 1. All right. We have to announce a winner for the Celebrity Death Phone
contest. Oh, fuck, we do. Yeah, go.
I've already got a winner.
All right, who's?
So the winner is... Do you have a drum roll?
I don't, but I'll...
All right, the winner is Mags.
Mags. Ah, congratulations, so, Mags. How much did Mags win?
It's $200
even. $200 evening, which sounds suspicious. But
it honestly, I will show you the spreadsheet.
I understand, Adam,
honestly.
I understand. I believe you. Congratulations, Mags. You won $200. I feel like I should have said instead, you know, like, and the Tony goes to... Dubious Intent was written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 229-234-7587 or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
And Mags, get in touch with me and we'll figure out how to get you money or
That's
something.
That's right. We'll get Mags, congratulations to him. And I hope you guys have enjoyed the Pride 48 weekend so far. We got one more show after us, Ding the Bell, coming up right after us. And then stick around for the Pride 48 closing show. Adam and I will be back for that. So have
yes,
a great...
I don't want to say my favorite show, but Ding the Bell, my favorite show.
Right. Well, you wouldn't want to say that because you might offend other people that are in the chat room. And I think we're going to run about 20 seconds late, John Ong, because of our stupid ending, but that's just fine. You're just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You
can run 20 seconds
as
late.
As a suit of Pride 48, I hereby give you permission to go a full minute late on your show before we start the closing show. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the power that I wield here. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Hi, this is Daniel in the control room, as it were, after the event has started. I just wanted to take a quick moment to let you know that we will not be doing our live show next Sunday because Adam will be moving and I will be in the New York City for the New York City Pride. So we will be back doing our live show. Actually, I don't even know if we're going to be on the next weekend because the next weekend is July 4th. I don't know. I can guarantee you this, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back July 10th. Sunday, July 10th will be our next live show. So make sure you're there. Goodbye. Wait, not goodbye. No, there's a thing. There's a thing and then goodbye. But don't leave until you hear the thing. All right? Don't stop it until you hear the thing. I'm very serious about that. It's a very important message from our good friend Adam Burns.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.